嗨，大家好，我是乃哥。
嗨，大家好，我是米雪儿，欢迎来到中文不太好。
我们这个系列是交友到恋爱的七堂课，然后我们会带大家做三件事情。第一件事情讨论恋爱的价值观，第二件事情检视自己的人际关系，第三件事情就是开始动手找对象。今天是第二集，我们要跟大家讨论的是关于恋爱的迷思 Dating Myths。
嗯哼，
哦，关于恋爱的迷思，我们来讨论这个命中注定的对象，这个跟迪士尼有关的。再来是恋爱使我完全，哦，恋爱，我找到另外一半我才完整。第三个迷思是，或许我有独生恩赐。如果你是基督徒的话，或许你听过什么叫做独生恩赐。你不是基督徒的话，没关系，我们等一下跟大家解释。OK， 从第一个开始好了 ，The Perfect One， 命中注定的对象，太多迪士尼看太多，我们先来讨论一下迪士尼好了。OK, so Michelle, what's your favorite Disney movie? Like princess kind?
Beauty and the Beast.
That's my answer.
I know it's your answer, but it's also my answer.
OK, 我们两个人最喜欢的迪士尼的公主系列电影都是《美女与野兽》。Why though?
I like the songs.
yeah, I guess so. 对，歌曲，很喜欢歌曲。What else?
还有我跟我 Belle 有点像，我喜欢她。
嗯，女主角。她喜欢女主角，她喜欢糟糕 Belle。I forgot what her name is in Chinese.
I don't know.
啊，不重要，反正女主角她喜欢美女野兽的那个美女，那个女主角。好，我喜欢这部电影的原因 ，I like it because of the character arc. 我喜欢她。It's kind of like, I mean, Pride and Prejudice must be based on it.Heavily influenced by it. 我觉得美女野兽跟傲慢与偏见某种程度上很接近。It's pretty parallel, you know?
Yeah.
They, you know, misunderstand each other.
Yeah.
And then they kind of change. And then they kind of, but there's more change in Beauty and the Beast compared to Pride and Prejudice. 对。美女野兽的两个角色的改变，两个主角的改变比较多。然后真的很喜欢卡通版。We're talking about the classic, not the live adaption.
No.
Not that the live adaption's bad.
It's based on the cartoons.
Yeah, 因为够像那个，对，好，不管，反正就是美女与野兽，我们两个人都很喜欢。Okay, too much Disney. Why do you think too much Disney causes people to believe in the perfect one? 为什么看太多的迪士尼会让大家相信好像有所谓的命中注定的对象 ？Why?
Well, 我不知道男生，但是女生从小的时候会看这种的。电影后这种 的故事，
然后想要当公主 ，Everybody wants to be a princess,
and of course they all want to be princesses, or most of them too. 然后in the movie, it's a happily ever after, and it's also like predestined that you run into this person.
从此过着幸福快乐的日子，而且又是命中注定，不管是什么样的波折，什么样的困难，最终他们一定会在一起。So basically, it's fantasy.
Yeah.
It's unrealistic. 所以大家喜欢的原因就是因为它非常的不切实际，它非常的梦幻。Okay, so 就是因为它跟现实很不一样，所以大家才喜欢。Because it's unrealistic, that's why people like it. Because real life is nothing like that.
Yeah.
好了，当然啦，这些电影里面都有它反映出我们身为。现实世界的人可以学习的教训，但是不要学错教训，好不好 ？So yeah, the main point of Beauty and the Beast is how you grow and change and you become a better person. Not that there's someone out, the perfect one out there, and you get to meet them someday just by singing. 对，所以大家要学对教训，教训不是
That's Snow White.
Yeah, that's most Disney princess movies.
I guess so. Yeah, Ariel's also that way. Little Mermaid.
So there is no perfect one. 没有完美的对象 Do you believe that?
I have never met a perfect person.
Oh, yeah. 因为没有完美的人，所以不会有完美的对象 Why do you believe people think that there's a perfect person for me out there? 为什么有一些人会相信说哦，外面一定有某一个就是命中注定跟我完美契合的对象。为什么会有人有这样子的信念 ？I have a theory.
Oh,
我的理论就是因为大家都不愿意改变 ，people are unwilling to change.
Oh,
因为我觉得我很好啦，我觉得我不用改变呐，所以我今天跟这个人合不来，哦，不是我的问题，
对啊，
是因为这个对象就不是那个命中注定的对象，我一定能够遇到一个。 无就是我都不用改变，然后他就可以接纳我，然后呢我们就可以从此过着幸福快乐日子，然后呢我就可以永远不用改变，那我可以永远不用成长，然后我可以永远不用承认自己有问题。That's why.
Yeah, I was thinking it was like wishful thinking. Like they don't want to put in the work and the effort of finding someone and making it work. So they just hope that, oh, somebody will just fall into my lap and it will be, you know,
yeah,
it'll be the right one. 另
外一种就是懒惰啦，不积极啦，就是希望可以有白吃的午餐。Yeah, so just being lazy.
Yeah.
Wishful thinking, yeah. 就是希望有守株待兔啦。以为你每天去上班，有一天就会有白马王子掉在你的面前。No, I was gonna say watching too much K-drama, but that's the next one. Okay, 最后一个 ，You need to work on it. 所有恋爱交往都必须努力成长跟改变。Do you believe in that? Do you believe that you have to work on it and that it'll get better?
Work on
dating.
Dating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get better at dating and better at relating to the opposite sex and better in your current relationship, yeah.
所以其实如果没有完美的人，那么也不会有完美的对象，也不会有从此过着幸福快乐的日子。你必须努力，你必须付出，你必须成长，你必须改变。所以当你找一个对象，你们交往看看，或者是还没有到交往恋爱，你们就是交朋友看看，然后你们发现有些问题了，太好了，这是一个成长跟改变的机会。分手没有关系，你只要经历过一个失败的感情之后，或结束掉的，也不一定说要失败，一个结束掉的感情之后呢，你有成长跟改变，你就越来越预备好成为一个成熟的对象。 OK, 下一个 It makes me complete. 恋爱使我完全，使我完整。 Why do you think people believe that once they have like somebody that I could date or be boyfriend girlfriend with, it makes me complete? 为什么？你觉得为什么有些人会这样子去看待恋爱这件事情？
觉得跟孤单的人很像。Very similar. They feel like maybe they don't like themselves enough, or they're not as good a person, and they they want someone else to be the rest of them for them.
好，所以这种类型的人呢，跟刚刚可能不太一样。So if you're a person waiting for the perfect one, 如果你是这个在那边等命中注定对象路线的人的话，你可能就是不想要承认自己有问题，不想要看自己的问题。If you're waiting for the perfect one, you might be unwilling to change, thinking that it's just because you haven't met the right person. 但是如果你是在那边等待恋爱才可以使自己完整的这种人，你可能已经意识到你自己是不完全的。So at least you know that you're not complete. There's a hole, there's an emptiness inside. 然后再加上你可能感到孤单， you might be lonely. 所以呢，你就希望可以找到一个人去满足，去填补你的那个洞。And so that's why I wrote down too much K-drama. 韩剧看太多。Well, whatever, it's just something funny yeah, that I wrote down. 因为我觉得在很多的这种爱情喜剧里面，你都会看到主角的瑕疵，主角的问题。但是呢，因为他遇到了那个对的那个人，所以呢，他就从此就变得更好，然后他的人生就变得更好。So it's like your life becomes better or complete because you have the perfect one.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same. It's all kind of the same.
And there's a little bit of truth to that. Like it gives your life more meaning and can be give your life more happiness. But if you're doing it because you're already unhappy and you already don't feel like your life has meaning, then that might not work for you.
如果你已经觉得你的人生其实是有很多问题的，你的人生是孤单的，你的人生是有空缺的，那的确或许当你找到恋爱的对象，交友的对象，甚至结婚的对象之后呢，你在某种程度上面可能会更加的稳定跟成熟，没有错。但是同样这个不会解决问题的根源，问题的本身。 We were going to talk about our favorite K-drama. Did you want to mention yours?
Mine is The Goblin.
Yeah, 他最喜欢的是那个鬼怪。I don't know. I haven't watched a K-drama.
I don't think you've seen that one the whole way through, have you?
I haven't seen that one. 我还没有把鬼怪从头到尾看完，因为我看到一半我就觉得就想睡觉了。
Yeah,
However,
it's too long.
很久远年代一点点的观众可能会知道《浪漫满屋》。So it's a very old K-drama from
I think you told me about it.
Well, I was in high school. So, like, 20 years, like 18 years
You're
ago.
You're telling people how old you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of the first K-dramas that came to Taiwan.
Mm.
算是很早期的一个韩剧，来到台湾的韩剧。 Anyways, okay, next one. 只有神可以填补你心里的空缺。 我们是基督徒, we're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that if you feel emptiness inside, only Jesus can fill that hole.
Yeah.
只有人觉得自己的生命不完整是正常的。 因为如果人是上帝创造的话, 我们离开了上帝, 哦, 那你就可以想象这个有多大的一个不完整一个空缺了。 不要去找, 你用恋爱想要去填补上帝留下来的空缺, 是永远补不懂补不起来的。 补不进去的。 Yeah. Somebody who you date will never be able to fill that hole.
Mm-hmm.
好, 最后一个问题, 或许我有独身的恩赐, maybe I have the gift of celibacy. Why do a lot of people wonder about this? 为什么? 你觉得为什么会有很多的人都去觉得说,
很多人吗?
或许很多, 远超过我认为应该有的比例。
Magnet minister circles,
orders of magnitude
common.
More than I think would be realistic. 尤其是教会里面的女生, 会很多的人觉得说, 或许我有独身的恩赐吧, 为什么? Why? Why? Why?
Why? Because dating or having a relationship is too painful.
因为交往恋爱是很辛苦甚至痛苦的事情。
Or maybe they've been hurt and so that has changed their feelings.
过去可能在恋爱有失败受伤的经验。
Or they're just afraid of something.
或者是就是心里面有一些害怕。 Yeah, 我也同意。 And plus, there's just not enough dudes.
And not enough dudes.
教会里面就是人男生不够啦。 但是我觉得教会里面男生不够,
yeah,
所以大家就突然有独生恩赐, 不是一个解决方案。
Makes you want to give up, yeah.
因为这样很奇怪, 按照这样, 如果说, 哦, 那个男生信耶稣的几率就是, 女生信耶稣的几率就是男生的两倍, 哦, 那以后到天堂女生很多耶。 Like, if it's just a fact that women are more likely to become Christians, then when we get to heaven, there's going to be so many girls.
Yeah.
很诡异耶，很奇怪耶。好，根据统计，全世界历史以来 90%的人都会结婚。 According to history and facts and statistics, 90% of all people get married. 换句话说，大胆预测，有独生恩赐的人应该少于 10%， 甚至少于 1%。 Even if the gift of celibacy is a thing. 就算独生恩赐是个真正的一个东西, 然后就是普遍的真的是存在, 我认为, 这都是我认为, 我大胆的认为, 独生恩赐的人应该远少于 10%, 甚至少于 1%。 我认为很多的人会去思考说, 我是不是有独生恩赐的原因, 就是Michelle刚才讲的, 又或者是因为整体环境不好, 为什么? 因为我自己观察, 太多自称有独生恩赐的人, 其实他们就是有一些 阴影，他们就是有一些在恋爱交友当中的阴影，有些害怕跟恐惧，以及他们心里面，但而且同时他们其实心里面很希望可以结婚，所以这个系列就是希望可以帮助单身的你去认真的去思考说，好，那到底是什么原因，或又或者说有哪些你可以去付出的行动，是可以让你在恋爱交友这件事情上面 慢慢再往下一步，往下一步去推进的。希望可以帮助到大家。希望没有任何的人是因为害怕阴影过去的伤害，又或者我们基督徒会说来自魔鬼的攻击，导致你现在是单身的。OK, homework time. 第一个作业，相信命中注定的对象存在，有一天你可以遇到他。 请问这样子的一个相信，这样的一个信念，可能会有哪些负面的影响？ 第二个问题， 期望恋爱交往能够去使自己完整， 交个男朋友，加个女， 交个女朋友就可以让自己更快乐更好， 让自己的人生更完整， 可能会有哪些负面影响？ 第三个问题， 请问你害怕进入恋爱交往的关系吗？ 为什么？ 记得这三个问题， 找朋友讨论一下， 蛮重要的啦。 不是很容易, myths about romantic relationships. 以后我们之前也有别的 podcast 系列讨论过类似的东西。We have other episodes that talk about this, right? In the past, I think so.
I don't remember, but probably.
I bet there are. 所以欢迎不只是这个系列，还有其他的一些在 podcast 里面过去的一些影片。你们看标题感兴趣，觉得对你有帮助，觉得可以当做一个补充的话，可以点开来听听看。OK, 那我们今天就讲到这边。记得这个系列有七集，今天是第二集，还有其他系列继续来收听。就讲到这咯，拜拜。
拜拜。